This is 90.1 WABE and arriving just in time for the weekend. Funny how that works out. It's Mara Davis with some savvy entertainment picks for us with Mara's Music Mix. Good to see you once again, Mara.
Right on time, Velvet Voice. Mm-hmm. I am here for you.
You're never late.
Bringing you music when I can. And this weekend, I don't want this to bum you out, but if you've got the blues, well, then you need to head over to the Fox Theater. This is the 11th annual Atlanta Blues Festival. So if you like a good blues hammer jam, this is going to be the show for you. Clarence Carter, Sir Charles Jones, Shirley Brown, Mel Waters, and many, many more.
Can you slip away? Slip away. Slip away. Yeah.
The Atlanta blues community is very, very active.
Yeah, Lattimore's going to be on that lineup. Theodis Ely. And my question is, do you foresee them all playing on the stage at once during this show? Which would be an incredible show, because one's a piano player, one's a guitarist, one's a singer. So, I mean, it sounds like this the perfect blues band.
I'm sure they do things together and they do things solo. And again, you know, we talked about this last week when we were talking about David Grisman and Del McCrory. Blues artists, they literally have to be in the coffin before they stop working. They just absolutely love it. And you know what's exciting about that is I really think that, number one, they're seasoned performers and they've been at every show and nothing can rattle them. And I think that's the performance art, you know. Of course, I'll go back to Madonna falling off the stage. How she just kept going, right? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with the blues. Like, anything could happen. Like, you know, the lights could go out. The music's still going to be going.
Right. It's just another sad situation you can sing the blues about.
Totally. Totally.
No one showed up. The lights went out. No one's buying the tickets. No one's buying my albums. I got the blues.
That's right. So, you know what? Try to cheer these artists up. It's the Atlanta Blues Festival, the 11th annual at the Fox Theater tomorrow night.
To say this is a little bit different would be the understatement of the weekend, but it is a little bit different. RuPaul has her annual event in town.
Yes, well, RuPaul won't actually be here. I want to mention this because, you know, RuPaul really got her start in Atlanta. I mean, RuPaul is really a very much an Atlanta artist, and it's exciting to see what's happened to RuPaul over the years. RuPaul is like a, you know, a pop culture icon, and it sort of made it cool to be a drag queen, just in case you were thinking about doing that, Steve. You now can.
You know, there's no bad ideas when you brainstorm.
So RuPaul's Drag Race is a hugely popular show, but now they take it on the road. Now, RuPaul's Drag Race, a lot of what you see in the TV show is they do these different competitions, but what's great about the actual show is that you get to see the drag queens in their natural habitat doing the performance art that we know and love so much.
Sort of like a mix of Top Chef, American Idol, and a fashion runway show all mixed together.
It's my dream come true,
yeah,
literally.
With drag queens.
Yes,
okay.
It is. It sure is. So that's why this is high on my list. It's Saturday night, RuPaul's Drag Race at Center Stage.
And to go 180 degrees around the other way, something at Variety Playhouse also on Saturday night if RuPaul's Drag Race is not your taste.
Yes, so I go from a drag show to Americana, great guitaring, great beatboxing, scatting and singing, and I'm talking about Martin Sexton. Now, Martin's been around for a while, but he's one of those Americana artists that I think is always worth seeing when he comes to town. He'll be at the Variety Playhouse. He's from Syracuse, New York, and he's another one who's had a lot of his songs on TV shows, and he's a very, very established artist, so it's always great when he comes through.
Love his vocal range. He can go way high, like yodeling, and then just come back down doing the regular Americana singer-songwriter thing.
Boss, you ain't all those innocent dreams. Is my whole world turns upside down on me. And here I pray.
Very interesting performer.
Yeah, that's why I think he's a good show to see. And I think it's like, he's one of those guys where you're like, oh, I've heard of that guy. And you have, but I think, again, and I say this often, but I think there are certain bands where you really change your opinion of them when you see them live because the music sounds different. I never like to go to a show where like, it sounded just like the record. Well, then why go? The Eagles. Why go? Why pay $300 for a show to hear just like the record? I'd rather be sitting on my porch listening to it. I want to hear a different arrangement and energy and excitement in a show, and that's what Martin Sexton will bring you. That's Martin Sexton at the Variety Playhouse on Saturday night.
From time to time, we mention shows that are sold out, and we do that because we think the show is important for the music scene in Atlanta. And also, there's a slight chance that you may be able to get a ticket. Who knows if something comes up. And this is one of those shows we've got coming up Sunday night at Eddie's Attic. Al Stewart.
Well, they always release tickets at the last minute, so you never know. So I would definitely recommend following Eddie's Attic on Twitter and on Facebook, because there are, and all the venues, actually, because that's how you find everything out. But I was excited about Al Stewart. You know, we like to talk about cats because I know you're a cat guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the ultimate cat song is The Year of the Cats.
The Year of the Cats.
That's Al Stewart. I mean, that's the signature song.
Let me just say, you know, a while ago you were talking about, and I forget the phrase you used, Mara, about a song that is like a scar song or something that
yes.
gets into your system and it transports you right back in time immediately. And Year of the Cat does that for me. I go right back to the mid-70s and I can think about what I was doing. And I like that song. I thought that song, I know people make fun of it and everything, and he made it up all the whole cloth. I mean, it's just a story he made up. But I think it's a great piece of music.
For me, it's Time Passages.
Well, he did a lot of good songs. He didn't sound quite like that, Mara. But
wait, I don't sound exactly like Al Stewart. I don't.
No, but
I like Time Passages. That's another fave.
Midnight Rocks? Yeah.
I awesome. Like that. I always feel like I'm hearing Time Passages when I'm in a CVS at like 10 at night, you know, picking up a prescription for my child. Time Passages.
And you know, there are some artists who have really changed their appearance over the years from when they were big in the 60s or 70s. I think about Peter Frampton, who doesn't look at all like he used to.
He doesn't.
Al Stewart is one of them also. If I saw Al Stewart on the street now, I would not recognize him based on what he used to look like.
Well, it's a good thing you look exactly the same from back then.
So the Time Passages have not been kind to Al.
Be nice. Al Stewart is in a sold-out show.
You're telling me to be nice?
That's right. Oh, come on. Okay.
If you're making fun of the Year of the Cat, come on.
The Year of the Cat. That's Al Stewart at Eddie's Attic on Sunday night. And please send your complaint letters to mara@maradavis.com. That's fine.
One more show we want to put on the radar is at the Tabernacle on Tuesday night.
Yeah, Damien Rice, singer-songwriter that is, you know, he is highly acclaimed Irish singer-songwriter. I mean, this guy has so much popularity, and it's not like he's in the mainstream at all. He's just one of those singer-songwriters. You know, the song Nine Crimes, wow, that gets under my skin.
Leave me out with the waste. This is not what I do. It's the wrong kind of...
He's one of those artists who has also had his music on One Tree Hill.
Look at you.
And Grey's Anatomy and Bones. So I got to think there's some sort of... those shows really tap into these kind of artists. The singer-songwriter who... maybe he's a little mopey in the face. He's kind of down sometimes. And
so here's the thing with that. You know, it's so hard to get your music played on the radio these days because there are very few outlets for Americana music. There just isn't that. That's why so many artists go country, because it's a way for them to get visibility. And it's the same thing with these TV shows, or why a lot of artists end up using their songs for commercials. The Black Keys are a great example of that. They became famous because they started releasing their music to commercials to more of a mass audience, because terrestrial radio, besides NPR, is extremely limited when it comes to breaking new music. That's Damien Rice on Tuesday night at the Tabernacle.
She's pulling me through. It's a small crime. And I got no excuse. And is that all?